All right, let's try to finish our lesson today. Let's get back to our seats. Ito yung ano eh, ito yung medyo tricky part na, no? When you talk about finances, the area of debt sometimes is very controversial. When I was still a student of accounting, we would look at debt as leverage, no? Kasi nga, ibang-ibang nga yung turo sa mundo eh. But if you look at the Bible, siyempre, how many of you know that the Bible has more wisdom than the wisdom of the world, no? You know, we've always been taught that, you know, it's okay for you to be able to use debt in your advantage so that you can leverage it. Because the word leverage is using that particular thing to your advantage. But I think when you talk about debt, debt is a trap. Okay? There will be more disadvantage if you start touching debt than the advantage that it can actually bring. No? And, you know, there might be some good debts. For example, if you're buying a house, how many of you are buying a house and you're paying for amortization monthly? Anybody here who's doing that? Okay, so that's fine, okay? Because definitely there are some scenarios that particularly houses that are valuable, yung property naga-appreciate, di ba? Naga-upgrade siya. So, you know, in the end, you get to have more value in the property than the amount of interest that you've totally paid for that particular debt. So pwedeng ganon. Of course, that is not always true. You've heard of the American bubble, di ba? That they actually started, you know, lending money to the people, even to the point of the value of the property is so much less than the amount of money borrowed. So it ended up na nagkaroon ng parang real estate bubble. They found out that they've been paying for this amount of property at this rate, pero ito lang pala yung value nila. Lugin-lugin sila. They cannot even sell it to recover the principal. So maraming nalugi sa America, okay? Because of that particular mindset, no? All right. So getting out of debt, Proverbs 22 verse 7, the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is the servant to the lender. Definition of debt, debt is any money owed to anyone for anything. Okay, that's debt. Pagka meron kang kailangan bayaran, in whatever form, that becomes debt. The Bible does not prohibit borrowing, but there is not one positive reference about borrowing in the Bible. Okay? It's not even a sin to borrow, but I believe when you talk about borrowing, it's part of the curse more than a blessing. Di ba? Psalm 37 verse 21, I'll read this first. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Okay? This is where it, in Deuteronomy 28, talking about borrowing as a curse. The alien who lives among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you will not lend to him. He will be the head, but you will be the tail. Okay? This is somehow a picture. We don't want this to happen. No? Na tayo yung nasa baba. But we want to be able to be the ones who can actually lend and not be the one always in the borrowing side. In biblical times, failure to repay a debt is dishonesty. It means physical bondage. Back in the day, that's why if you read the book of, like in the Old Testament, there's this widow who's concerned about her sons to be taken. The reason is, kasi pag may utang ka nun, ang pambayad mo, either ikaw, yung freedom mo, or yung mga anak mo. Okay? Can you imagine if that is still true today? Punong-puno siguro yung national penitentiary natin na mga taong may mga utang, di ba? But now, it's no longer physical bondage that happens. It's a mental bondage that replaces the physical bondage. The mental bondage, in a sense, is you can't sleep, you can't eat, you're so consumed about how to get out of this trap, di ba? Parang it haunts you, eh. Di ba? Parang takot-takot ka, di ba? Lagi may tumatawag sa'yo, di ba? I'm gonna ring on your bell, knock on your door, di ba? Parang hindi mo alam kung kailan ri-ring yung phone mo, di ba? So, It's very easy to get into debt. What's difficult is really getting out of debt. But there's a process of getting out. No? There are two sources of debts that I'm familiar with. Number one is spending tomorrow's income today. You decide to spend it today, even if you can still afford to pay it tomorrow. Like buying a car on a loan, or buying a new shirt on credit card. Di ba? In installment. So, kumbaga, parang hindi mo pa, you could have waited for the time when you can actually afford to pay cash for that. No? We all know that summer is here. No? It's in the middle of summer. Parang late nga, it's been hot. Eh. Nangyari nga sa amin, in my house, in my master's bedroom, the aircon there finally, you know, gave way. No? Medyo bumigay na. Actually, last year pa to. And yung wife ko talagang, si Shirley, tinitiis siya. Sabi niya, love, kailan mo tayo bibiling aircon? Okay, sabi ko, easy ka lang. Basta, bibili tayo aircon. Kasi nga, ayoko, gusto kong ipunin na lang. Ayokong mag-card eh. And so, you know, it took us several months until ito nga, finally nga, this past week, hindi na talaga siya makapag-function. No? Eh, in the middle of summer pa. So finally, we were able to buy an aircon. But we decided to pay that in cash. No? Instead of that being paid for in credit card, sabi ko, inipon ko na to. So at least now, it's easy for us to be able to enjoy the cold air in the evening without thinking about paying for this thing. Para titignan mo yung aircon, babayaran ko pa to. Hindi ganun eh. Without any guilt, I paid for it already in cash. And we were visiting one friend last week, and me and my wife was impressed with not because parang, you know, we've been asking the Lord, give us a nicer TV para naman ma-enjoy namin yung aming date sa gabi pag dalawa lang kami magkasama, no? So anyway, hindi ko pala alam na yung misis ko nag-iipon pala ng pera, no? Sabi niya ganun, when I actually bought that aircon on the same day, sabi ni Shirley, dumaan siya dun sa TV section. And what happened was, sabi niya, love, gusto mong bumili ng TV? Sabi ko, ang budget ko para pang aircon lang. Sabi niya, hindi manggagaling sa iyo yung pera, manggagaling sa akin. Sabi ko, pasikat ka na. I didn't realize that what she was doing, what she was saving up pala all along. No? As I was giving her allowance, kasi my wife receives an allowance from me regularly every month, no? I think, you know, lahat naman tayo naka-allowance, iba pati ako may allowance yan ako. And so, I'd give her an allowance, pero lugi ako kasi yung allowance ko ginagamit ko. Kasi lumalabas ako eh, pero siya, nasa bahay siya, may allowance siya. Sabi ko, saan mo ginagasto? Basta. So anyway, when finally, that allowance was saved up pala for a nice flat screen TV. So we finally bought that flat screen. But, you know, it's done with cash. So the point is, don't spend tomorrow's income today. If you're gonna spend something, you always pay it in cash. Okay? Number two is not willing to change lifestyle when circumstances change. There's a big difference between now you are, when you're married as a married couple, and that time when you were still living as a single individual. Siguro nung single ka pa, nakatira ka sa mga magulang mo, wala ka masyadong gastos. But now that you got married, just like Adrian here, you finally realize siguro, para ibang mundo na pala to, mas marami palang gastos, di ba? But yun nga eh, if there are people who are not willing to change in the way they live, their lifestyle, that will also affect the way we handle our money. And eventually, it will end up in debt. Okay? What are the financial implications of debt? Very quickly. Change lifestyle when circumstances change. Do you have this, financial implications of debt? Meron kayong apat. Okay, very quickly, compounding is working against you. You know that compounding interest is the greatest discovery of the 20th century according to Albert Einstein. Okay, because you can actually multiply the little that you have, and I'm going to show it to you later on. No? Secondly, getting in debt is a lot easier than getting out. Madaling pumasok sa utang eh. Mahirap lumabas. Di ba? Because it's a sinkhole that we've dug. Third, debt always mortgages the future. Ang impact ng utang is ang future, hindi yung ngayon eh. Diba? Because you get, instead of you being able to save up and have a margin for the future, what you're doing is you're actually paying off the things today. What could have been placed as an investment in the future. So it always mortgages the future. And lastly, debt always robs you of the freedom of choice. Instead of you having money to decide on what to do with this money, you have no decision to make except to prioritize the paying off of debt. You know, yung utang eh. Okay? You have no freedom in the meantime while you're paying off your debt. Somebody once said, just as some people make enough money to live comfortably, they want to live extravagantly. Okay, debt is never the root problem. It is the symptom of something else, either greed, ignorance, impatience, or self-indulgence. Okay, debt is never the root problem. It is a symptom of something else, either greed. Yun naman ang simula ng debt eh. Okay, greed, ignorance, impatience, o kaya self-indulgence. There are different forms of debt. One of the common forms of debt is the credit card debt. Sino ba sa inyo may credit card? Ito. Alright. Nothing wrong with credit card as long as you know how to use the credit card, di ba? Credit card is used for convenience. I think nowadays, in order for you to be able to purchase online, kailangan mong credit card. Hindi naman siya tumatanggap ng ATM, eh, di ba? So, I mean, there's a proper way to use that. If you're traveling, siguro, instead of you carrying big cash, credit card is used. But if you don't know how to use it, it becomes a trap as well. Okay, a credit card is something you use today to buy what you cannot afford tomorrow while you're still paying off yesterday. Another definition of credit card is, it is what you use to buy things you don't need with money you don't have from people you don't know to impress people you don't like. That's a credit card. There's a point in my life, kami ni Shirley, when we had to cut the card. We did a plastic surgery. You know, namin yung gunting, literally, we cut it, we gave it back to the bank. We said, we don't need it. But you know how it is, di ba? The banks are very aggressive. Sasalubuin ka, nasa grocery ka, supermarket, salubuin ka, sir, gusto niyo mag-apply. Di ba? Bibiya ka ng application form. It's so easy to apply for a credit card nowadays. Di ba? So ako, hindi na ako ng hindi. So the question is, how do we get out of debt? Number one, decide to get out of it. Very simple. Letter D. My question is, how bad do you want to get out of it? I remember one pastor said one time in his preaching, what you tolerate, you will never change. If you tolerate debt, you will live with debt for life. Diba? But if you are angry with debt, talagang galit na ako dito, diba? You're on a crusade against it, then I think that's a good start. Diba? Decide. It's a simple decision. You decided to get into debt. It's a matter of decision as well. Repentance is a change of mind. Diba? Metanoia. You change your mind about debt and say, debt will not help me anymore. I'm going to get out of this. Okay? Letter E is establish an emergency fund. I think it was Dave Ramsey who said, jumpstart an emergency fund or maybe a savings fund. If you can start with, sabi nga niya, $1,000. In our case, siguro mga 40. If you can have mga at least 25. Na nakatabi lang. For emergency. Because chances are, if you're trying to get out of debt, tapos an emergency happens, what will happen is pag wala kang ipon, you will go back to debt. Kasi utangin mo na naman yun eh. Diba, kumara na, yun nga, sabi ko kanina, kumara na, walang ka ng baterya ng kotse, eh 7,000 yung baterya ngayon. Pag bumili ka, kumara, 3SM. Diba? Or 6,000 yata. Can you imagine, kung wala ka nun, either tumenga yung sasakyan mo, hindi mo gamitin for several days, or bumili ka ng bagong baterya, it's an emergency, pero you'll use a credit card. Pero if you have savings, then you use your cash. So to get out of debt, you do both. You try to get out of debt by identifying all the debts that you have And what Dave Ramsey is saying also is use the debt snowball method. Yung snowball method is actually I think we have that. Sige, unahin muna natin to. Yan. Snowball method is you arrange the debt chronologically with the smallest on top, working your way to the bigger debts. Kasi diba, ang sinasuggest ng ibang mga, I guess, financial expert is you pay the bigger interest first before you pay the smaller interest. Kasi kinakain ka ng big interest eh, no? Sa kanya naman, ang mindset niya is behavior modification, which makes sense. It gives you small wins. Kasi for example, if you have 4 credit cards, tapos iba-ibang amount nun, malaking amount, syempre mas malaking interest, but you have a small amount here that you can actually knock off in 2 months. Unahin mo yon. When you have a small win, what will happen is gaganahan ka to go to the next one. Diba? Later on, hindi na tatlo yun. Hindi na apat yun, tatlo na lang. Once you go and knock off the second one, which is a smaller one, you go to the next one. Diba? Parang boxing lang yan, diba? You fight the smaller opponent first before you go for the bigger one. Diba? Parang ganun. So, that's the snowball method. So, this is how you get out of debt. Decide to get out of it, establish an emergency fund, be faithful to pay debts, even in small amounts, and totally reverse the process. You got into debt by having more expenses than what you're earning. You get out of debt by lowering your expenses and increasing your income. Now, if you can't increase your income immediately, then you gotta lower your expenses. On a practical, kumbaga, everything remains the same, lower your expenses. Go through what you have. Go through each of your categories. Ano ito pwedeng bawasan? Baka mamaya, yung grocery nyo naman, 20,000 a month, di ba? Baka pwede nyo gawing 15. Parang ganon, di ba? Or maybe nakababad kayo lagi sa aircon, so ang kuryente nyo, maybe 5. Pwede nyo gawing sigurong 3. Di ba? So, there are ways how to do this. It's a decision that we have to make. Okay? Ito eh, sorry. Naisingit ito eh, pero this is my last point. Save and invest. Sorry, second to the last pala yan. Save and invest. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow." We've talked about this early on. You know, there is such a thing. When you talk about compounding interest, the thing is rule of 72. You probably heard of this. The rule of 72 basically is how interest rates work. And the banks know this. It says that the interest rate divided into 72 will always give you the length of time required for an amount to double in its value. I remember when I think early on in 2000, one particular bank was offering double your money in 5 years. Okay? I think it was Metro Bank. Eh. They're using the rule of 72 there. And, you know, what this particular law rule says, you have 72, you divide it by the number of years that you want it to double. That gives you the number of interest that you need to invest that amount in to double in value. So, for example, no, if you have 10,000, sabihin mo na lang, 10,000 pesos to. Okay? And if you want your money to double every 24 years, what that means is 72 divided by 24 is 3. So, find an instrument that you can actually invest in na 3% lang, which is reasonable. Kaya yun, di ba? I mean, if you look at, of course, hindi sa savings. Wala mo makita ang savings account ngayon na 3%. Eh. Hindi na uso ngayon yung ganung savings account. 0.5. 0.5 na lang yata savings account ngayon. No? But you can actually go for trust funds. You can actually go for mutual funds. And you can actually find even bigger than this. Some mutual funds now pay out about maybe 12 to 15% a month. A year. So this is an annual interest rate. So what this means is every 24 years, your money doubles. Okay, so the 10,000 that you put without doing anything, at 3% per annum, it will double in the year 24. Okay? Do you follow? And double again on year 48. Okay, so this is the rule of 72. That's how compound interest works. Okay, let's just say that you want to have your money double every 12 years. So how much interest should you put it in? 6%, di ba? So 6%, yung 10,000 mo magiging 20,000 on the 12th year, 40 on 24 years, 80, 36 years, and then 160, 48 years. Do you follow? Just by doubling the amount of interest, nag-multiply exponentially yung interest natin without adding anything anymore. Okay? You're just looking at the same 10,000 pesos. Wala kang dinadagdag every year. That's how it works. And that's how the bank could actually build its base. Okay? Let's say, makakita ka ng 12%. Let's say, which I think is available now. Okay? You go to FAMI, which is what we're offering right now. And many pastors and staff are actually investing in what they call FAMI funds. Okay? This is a mutual fund. You also see this in some insurance companies right now. They are shifting from insurance to financial institutions. Okay? So what happens is if you have 12%, your money doubles not in every 12 years but every 6 years. Diba? So every 6 years, your 10,000 doubles in the 12th year. Naging 40 siya. So from 26 year times 2, 40 times 2 ulit nung 18th year. So basically, on the 48th year, 2.6 million. Let's say, for example, you found an aggressive investment of 24%. The original 10,000 that you have will become 655 million in 48 years. The question is, do you still have 48 years? Another question is, where do you find the 24%? How many of you can have 10,000 pesos? Yung kaya yun, di ba? That's fixed. That's principal, di ba? And if you want to catch up, you can actually add it on every month. Di ba? But let me just point this. I use this as a simple illustration for us on how money works for you. Because sometimes, sa atin, nangyayari, money works against us. The compounding interest works against you. You're paying off the 655 million for a 10,000 peso debt that you've owned. Instead of money working for you, you could be owning, you could be earning this and not paying for this. But notice this. This is linear. 3, 6, 12, 24. This is exponential. It's not a linear growth. Because that's the beauty of compounding interest. The more, the higher the interest, the growth is actually exponential. So the beauty is the more consistent we are in putting in money in a savings and an investment facility, the better is it for us. So as I said earlier, what we're doing right now, kasi nga, I'm not really sure how we can offer this to the provincial pastors, no? But maybe we can ask the HR to open the facility. Kasi what we're doing is, before there are applications or enrollments that you need to have. They made a partnership with FAMI. Basically, the arrangement is, before you receive your salary or support, dinedebit na yung account mo. And put it straight to the fund. Diba? What you don't see, you will not touch. Out of sight, out of mind. Diba? Pag hindi mo nakikita, hindi mo siya magastos. So which is a good thing. The tendency is the moment you see something in your account, how many of you know that it will only take a matter of days before you actually touch it. Madali eh. But because there are needs in the home. Hindi mo na kailangan i-justify. It will come. But if you don't touch it, if you don't see it, then it's just there. So some of us are actually doing this for the past 2 years already. And what you can do is, you can not just wait for one amount every year, but you can actually do this on a monthly basis. And can you imagine, if this is the amount that you can invest in the next 48 years, let's say, wag mo na mag 48 years, 24 years na lang. Still not bad. Because this is the amount only for the 10,000. What if you can put in 10,000 a month in your account? That's a possibility. Yes, Jason.
Mention mo na FAMI, yun ba pwede kami personally or dapat company siya na?
Yung FAMI kasi, I think they're working with companies, organizations, or groups. So I'm not really sure how we can work it out kasi nga, I think it was the HR who did it, no? For since we can, yes, Sai, do you have anything there? Great. Sa FAMI, actually, it differs. Kasi nga, ang average niya is probably about 12 to 15. Kasi you can actually choose it. For example, if you have a, if you enroll, there are three ways to do it. No? Either you put it in the equity fund, yung equity stocks yun. It's aggressive. So makikita mo, medyo volatile lang konti. Pag tumaas yung stocks, your investment goes with it. Pag bumagsak ng konting stock, apektado ka rin, di ba? Meron naman isa, balance fund. Okay, balance fund is a combination of equity and bonds. Okay, bonds. Mas yung bonds kasi mas stable, mas less aggressive siya eh. Pero mas ang design niya is talagang long-term investment. Yung balance, it works both ways. I think they do a 60-40. 60 bonds, tapos 40% equity. So yun ang ginagawa lang. So I personally do the balanced one. It's not as volatile. Pero I just leave it there. Hope to see it at 65 years old. Parang ganun, okay? Ang maganda lang dito kasi, medyo mas mahirap siyang galawin. You know, it's not like an ATM thing that you can actually just go to the bank and withdraw. It will take time to process the withdrawal. Because what it does is it actually clumps the investment in a major collective kasi to eh. So as a group, for example, Victory, a one group, ilalagay yung buong however number of employees and however the amount is, ilalagay sa isang investment facility, A stocks, okay? I don't know, Jollibee or whatever, San Miguel. So pag nalagay yun doon, hindi mo basta-basta ipo-pull out yun. It'll take some days before you process that. Kasi may mga fees pa yan eh. So kaya the safe way to do it is once you enroll, decide, ito talaga yung gagawin mo, I'm gonna do this for a long term. And I think that is what we're talking about. You're always looking at the long term, just as a short term. Okay? Where do we find the little bit of margin? I think it was David Back who wrote Automatic Millionaire. And, you know, dati kasi parang, you know, back in the early 2000, I was looking for a facility. Sabi ko, sana meron din tayong ganito parang sa States. Sa States kasi available to eh. You can just go to the bank, they'll debit your account automatically. Dito parang hindi nangyari. Lately lang nangyari to, ano? But he also wrote about the concept of latte factor because many times what we do is we spend a lot of our expenses buying the small stuff. And latte factor is actually the unnecessarily little expenditures that drain our hard-earned money without realizing how much they can actually add up to. Di ba mapapansin pag bibili ka lagi ng Starbucks or whatever, coffee bean or cafe de lipa or whatever, what do you buy? If you do it on a daily basis, it adds up. The 100 pesos actually adds up. In 1 month, you have 3,000 pesos already. Di ba? Then napapansin, the 100 every day is little, but you compound it. You actually, you're losing up some opportunities to earn. No? People Magazine says, a latte spurned is a fortune earned. A latte a day keeps retirement away. Of course, this is, ang kinamit niya kasi yung picture is latte. Okay? Because people in the States are hooked into latte coffee. But this can actually be changed into whatever. Soft drinks a day, or a chips a day, or whatever. Pastry a day, or whatever that you're into. Di ba? Let's say if you buy a frappuccino every day, if you just stop for 1 year and invest it, the amount that you have, 120, for example, is the amount that you spend for frap. Times 365, that's 43,800 lump sum. Invested in 10% for 40 years, that's 1.9 million in retirement. And sometimes you don't even think about the small stuff. Eh. Parang, ay, maliit lang naman ito eh. Diba? Pero if you add it all up, try to find the things in your budget that can actually be put aside to be like this. You don't have to find a big amount. Eh. All you've got to do is to just slowly set it aside. And then every month, pag may na-save ka, then you put it in the mutual trust. I think there are some banks who can actually do it on a monthly basis. They can do the debit for you. You inquire from your local BPI, for example, or BDO. Meron silang mga ganun, facility na. In your account, they can debit it straight from your account. Without you seeing it anymore, it will just go straight to your mutual fund. Meron mga ganun facilities ngayon. So it's easy. You don't have to even wait for FAMI. But FAMI is nice. It's good. Okay? Kasi it's more organized. So for example, soft drinks daily, 20 pesos, 365, that's 7,300. That's 1.1 million retirement fund, 6% every year for 40 years. That's 6%. We're talking about soft drinks. Can you imagine? Uminom ka ng asukal, meron ka ng retirement fund. Di ba? So I mean, this is just a way of just seeing the potential, no? This is my second to the last point. Sequential investment strategy. This is also a strategy that you can use to save up for your margin. Okay, when you talk about sequential strategy, you accomplish each step in sequence. Use the first step of your peso cash flow margin to accomplish number one, step number one, and each additional peso to accomplish the next step. So parang kailangan to in sequence. Step one, step two, step three, step four. The only way we can do this is if you can have a positive cash flow. Kailangan mas malaki yung income mo sa expense. Okay? So number one, first priority is to get out of debt. Put all your money first in getting out of debt. The best investment that you can actually make is to get out of debt. Before thinking of family or before thinking of that, yeah, you put aside something in the emergency fund, but get all the resource and all the effort and energy in getting out of debt. Second is your priority is to have 1 to 2 months living expenses as part of your emergency fund. This is where the 25,000 peso comes in, or maybe 50,000 if you can put that aside, just so that if something happens in your home, there's money that you can pull out instead of you borrowing it from the bank. Yun naman ang purpose nun eh. Para the purpose is to pay things in cash. Okay? Second is to have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months in money market. Okay? So this is actually a sequence. The amount, the number of months can actually be flexible. Pwede ka mag-set ng 1 to 2, 2 to 4, depende sa'yo. Okay? In our church, we practice, di ba, 2 months operating expense na set aside. I think the churches in Metro Manila are now planning to have a 4 to 6 months. Or 4 months man lang, na set aside, na budget, na hindi namin gagalawin, nakatabi lang yon. Para lang may emergency. Kunwari, di ba, bumagyo si Milenio, or whoever, Glenda, tapos wala kang service, wala kang offering, di mo kailangan mamblema. Pwede mong kunin doon. May pambayad ka pa rin ng renta. Ganon din dito. Kunwari, magka-emergency sa bahay, mawalan ng trabaho si Mrs., for example, it affects your income. But if you have this, you can actually survive for the next 6 months. Or it can cover your expense for the next 6 months without even worrying about that. That's the purpose of that. Number four, plan for major purposes, purchases and strive to pay cash for that. Sa kotse, medyo mahirap, pero, you know, I think in terms of car, the best car that you can own right now is the car that you can actually afford to buy in cash. So it's not necessarily a brand new car, pero if you can afford to pay in cash for that, then that's the best car that you can actually own right now. Eh, paso pa paano yung mga maintenance fee? Okay lang yun. It's still better than paying interest fee. Diba? So, pay cash for that. Furniture, vacation, down payment. And then number five, fifth step of investment is long-term investment, retirement, real estate, if you want to buy your own house, and then education for your children. And then the last is, which we rarely go into, is speculative investment, stocks, high risk. There are some people who are more aggressive kasi may mga ibang tao, they want to go for stocks. Eh. Kasi nga, pagka nag-stock ka, higher talaga yung risk, but actually higher than yung probability to earn. Mas mabilis, no? So there are some people comfortable using that. And some of our there's a, actually a member from Green Hills who teaches, si Marvin, how to teach, how to use and how to invest in stock market. All right. And then the last point is to give. Okay, generosity basically is what we need to practice as pastors. We need to be the first ones to give. We need to be the first ones to be committed in the, you know, whatever, building projects, missions. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Okay, so it's, you know, I remember when we were still a young church, and we didn't have that benevolence fund yet. I remember it was, I think, a guest speaker who prophesied, if you take care of the poor, I will take care of you. And that was like the first time that we've realized that we need to definitely take care of the poor, not only in our church, but in our society. So we started putting aside the 2%. Doon nagsimula yan, I think late 1990s. When we started doing that, we saw the jump in our offerings from then on. The moment we took care of the poor, we saw the hand of God bless our ministry. And you can actually do that as an application in your own personal life as well. If you take care of the poor, from your family members, relatives, in your neighborhood, God will also take care of you. And we've seen this happen personally in our family, how God has provided for us because we prioritize the poor as well and help them. All right. Any question? Medyo naparami akong sinabi. Sorry. Any clarification? Any? Yes.
Pastor Ariel, what if we are planning to buy a property for the church? Can we also enter into that compounding earning with the church finances?
Actually, pwede naman talaga, no? What we are doing right now, yung iba nating surplus as a ministry, we're actually putting it in investment. We don't want to just put it in the bank, in the current account. That is not good stewardship. Okay? But we will not put it in stocks. So, di ba? So we'll find a safe investment. So we are actually investing, even as a ministry. Okay? But sometimes nga kasi, the investment is not enough to cover the cost of the building. If you're having a building project, or buying a property, not unless you're starting with something big already, no? It'll take years before you accumulate that. Pero walang problema ron. You can actually do that. Pagka may surplus ka, instead of it just sitting in that current account. Kasi pag current account or savings, wala nang nangyayari dun. It's not earning. It's just there. Diba? Pero pagka may extra ka na, let's say, for example, if you've saved up ₱1,000,000, lagay mo na yun sa ano? Lagay mo na yun sa isang mutual fund. Oh. Tapos let it just, no. Can you imagine that ₱1,000,000 will be 15%, 1.1 in next year, 1.3 2 years, 1.45 in 5 years, it's double. Di mo napansin. May 2 million ka na. Di ba? Pwede naman. Mutual fund, pwede na. Actually, ngayon, kasi mas maraming options eh. Dati kasi parang first asset management lang eh. Ngayon, parang aside from the FAMI, you can go to even the BPI is actually good. BPI is good. The bank. The banks now are actually aggressive in offering this investments. No? Even some of the, actually even some of the insurance companies have shifted from insurance to finance. They now call themselves as financial institutions. Sun Life actually is one of them. Tsaka Manulife. Yes, Alzar.
So, allowed tayo for, as a church, are we allowed to put the our excess money to our mutual fund? Or
We're not doing that as a way to earn. We're doing that because of the motive of stewardship. So it's from the vantage point of stewardship, I have no problem with that. we're allowed to do that. Signatories, so you can actually we can consult even with the finance, no, where they put their. You talk to Carol Almadin, siya yata yung treasury natin. Eh. So we have our department here. I think part of the department is accounting. Meron tayong isang the group na treasury. Okay, yung treasury yun yung in charge of placement. Okay, so the motive there, kasi nga. The motive is not so that we can multiply big, di ba? Hindi naman yun eh. It's because of stewardship lang. Kasi pag iniwan mo lang siya, remember the parable of the, di ba, of the talents, di ba? Yung isa, nilubog lang, di ba? Parang walang kita. You know, God basically blessed the one with the five and the two, but did not bless the one. So, that's basically stewardship. Yun nga lang, before you invest it, you better check that investment. Tapos, I guess, what you can do is also not to put everything in one investment. Don't put it all in one place. Kalat mo, maybe two or three. Tsaka mas maganda, what we're doing kasi right now is we're pooling resources. Eh. So, for example, yung sa Alabang, pag kami surplus kami, it's not Alabang's, because we're only one church in Metro Manila, di ba? We've always moved as one church. We have 15 congregations, pero one church, one account. So, all our assets are invested collectively. Pinupool namin yun. So I'm not really sure what, you know, how that will be for your application in your provinces. No? Pero, pwede yun. Kasi sayang talaga siya eh. Minsan may mga makikita kang extra money mo lang sa church. Nakaupo lang dun for 2-3 years. You could have earned, you know, 50% or 40% there already. Diba? Pero hindi mo nilagay. Sayang. Okay. So, yung balance dito is your motive is not so that you can earn or build a building. Diba? Kasi nga baka mamaya, let's go aggressive, let's go to stocks. Hindi pwedeng ganun, di ba? So, hindi tayo magsa-stock market kasi nga, highly speculative yun. Eh. Even if you're experienced, di ba? I wouldn't put the church's fund there. Go for the secure ones. Conservatism is still the best. Any pa? Any other question? Anything about personal finance or Masina Church finance with our remaining time?
Pastor Ariel, how would you, kasi nga, as a pastor, di ba, sa provincial, we have the same God. We are believing God for. Now, how would you manage telling your wife yung ganong setup na, you know, hindi permanent yung ating, you know, love gift? How would you say that to her na, you know, kasi iba kasi. But yung mga wife kasi, baka, asahan nila na ito na yung ganito ganyan or something. So how would you manage that? Especially pag may mga crisis, something like that.
How do I say it? Just say it. Hindi ko alam eh. Syempre, definitely, there are different, I guess, situations with our wives.
Because
sometimes may mga nag-work.
We are facing a lot of problems in our church, right? As a senior pastor, we make some major decisions. Hindi naman pwedeng sabihin mo lahat na ganito, ganyan. They might affect them emotionally.
Yeah.
So how would you manage that kind of...
Is there para bang situations that you will not receive your love gift?
Wala naman po.
Wala pa naman.
Just that there are some questions like, bakit nung ano, ganito, but ngayon, ganyan. Something like that. Maybe some pastors might encounter that.
Okay. I guess, separate with regards to our wives, you know, my wife, for example, Shirley does not know everything or every policy that we have in the church. She's not a decision maker. She's not part of my staff. She's not part of my staff meeting as well. No? So, on a need-to-know basis lang talaga yung mga wives natin. So she doesn't know how much money we have in the church. You know, nor my pastors. Hindi naman lahat. We need to know yun eh. Depende kung ano yung level of authority na binibigay mo. No? But I think you will determine the comfort level of the faith of your wife. You know, I think there are some women who are... Magugulat ka naman eh. May mga wives talaga na they can actually receive more beatings than normal. And I think the only way we can find out is if they go through some eh. Diba? So, you know, I don't know how to answer your question. How do you say it? I guess in my case, I say it straight to Shirley. This is the situation. Ito yung support natin. We live by this. And somehow si Shirley naman has been also cooperative because from day one, from the moment I went into the ministry, full-time housewife na siya. So alam naman niya from day one, ito pala yung sweldo namin. Ano na kami talaga yung by faith until we've seen, you know, God just provide for our needs. Even beyond what is a monthly support. Kasi ganun din nangyayari naman sa atin. I think you probably notice that even in your own lives that you know, we've never stuck to the monthly support. Eh. You know, because if I only look at the monthly support, kulang eh. Kukulangin talaga eh. You know, now I, you know, praise God that my eldest is now done with college. But yun, talagang binuno ko rin yun, di ba? I really believe God for that. Now my children, my two younger daughters are getting more expensive in the area of education. Mahal na rin pala ngayon elementary. Nakala ko dati, mura elementary eh. Nagmamahal na rin eh. Oh, so we've learned to adjust over the years, and you know, I've been honest with her as well. Ito lang kaya natin. She trusted me naman. You know, na sabi sa kanya, limit tayo ng budget this month. I'll take care of. You know, I also give her a promise or a hope. Now by end of the year, we'll all have a vacation. So, in fact, I just recently, yesterday, we were planning our schedule for the whole year. Sabi niya, love, when you go back to Taiwan, can we go with you this summer? Sabi ko, summer is not a nice time to go to Taiwan. Mainit. Sabi ko, kasi I was planning to surprise her because I booked a flight already in Cebu Pacific for the five of us. I only got it for 15,000 back and forth, no, to Taiwan. Her sister kasi lives in Taiwan, married a Taiwanese. No? She hasn't been to Taiwan. So I was supposed to use that as a surprise for December. It was like a pre-Christmas trip for us. Eh, but she was asking. She was, sabi niya, pagpunta mo doon, ibuka natin yung mga. Sabi ko, huwag natin yung struggle. But I told her na. Sabi ko, sige, ito na nangyari. Okay, I booked already for us. It was supposed to be a surprise. But we're all leaving for Taiwan in December. Okay, so, yun na. Ready na tayo. So, it's done. So, so pag gano'n, at least, okay, meron siya ina-assign in the future. Then, mas nakakahinga normally. Kasi alam yung mga wives natin, they also want to dream with us, aspire with us. Particularly when it comes to our children. So, yun. Thanks. Yes?
What is your opinion of wives, pastors' wives, or entering into a business? Especially, may, siguro mas iba kong senior pastor yung entering a business.
Ito, medyo tricky itong tanong. Personally, I wouldn't encourage the wives to enter into a business, particularly if the husband is the senior pastor. Mahirap. Kasi nga, ang tendency nun is baka mangyari, yung mga business associates niya or mga clients niya or customers will be coming from the church. Natural yun eh. Di ba? Parang yun na yung pinaka-sphere of influence mo. For example, Shirley is a gifted pastry chef, baker siya eh. But several times we've actually asked kung is it the right time for us to build a business? Sabi niya ganun, baka hindi rin. If I'm gonna depend you know, on a business, ilalagay ko ito sa festival mall. Tapos, parang isi-set up ba namin yun para pagbaba ng mga tao from the service, magkakape sila sa bibili ng cake. Parang, medyo tricky lang talaga yun. So sabi niya ganun, as long as my kids are still studying, maybe not yet. No? I think for the most part, even Steve is silent here. Definitely the pastors are not encouraged to do any business. Alam natin yun, di ba? Yung wives, there are some wives that we have right now that are in business. There are some wives who are employed. We've never made a big issue out of that. It's fine. So kung ano yung nasimulan mo, I guess gawin mo na. You know your priority. And so as long as it will not affect your, yun nga, your authority and your influence in the church, I guess it's fine. Okay. So, but personally, mas maganda, tumulong na lang yung misis natin pag-disciple. So, dali, di ba? I think we're in this thing together. You know, if, yun nga eh, parang sabi nga ni Shirley Love, nagsinag-negosyo si Shirley noon eh. When we were still young in the ministry, she actually did some catering business and flower arrangement. Sabi niya, suma total ng Love, noon I was doing that, I felt miserable. I had to leave Bea and Jerome all the time. Tapos yung kinikita ko, hindi commensurate dun sa effort ko. Nung binitawan ko, dun ko nakita how God provided for us supernaturally. So, it was a, more of a testimony for her. Siya mismo yung nagsabing, huwag ko na lang gawin. I'm just gonna help you with the ministry and I'm gonna help you with... And, you know, even ngayon nga, parang if you look at the way Shirley would be a volunteer in the church, she's really committed, as if I'm paying her, but she's not receiving any salary. Yesterday, she met with the pastor's wives. After her meeting at 6 o'clock, she met with a group who's in charge of the Victory Weekend of Women just to evaluate the previous Victory Weekend. So she, on her own talaga, she's doing that because she owns the church. So atin to, let's take care of this. Might as well as, you know, let's do this thing together. So it's personal opinion for me. So nothing wrong if your wives are working. Wala problema. Focus. It's all about focus. Hope I answered your question. Ayos na. 12 o'clock. Let's pray. Praise God. Let's just pray. Father, thank you so much for this time together. Lord, Lord, thank you for you are a great God, a God who provides. Ultimately, we look to you as our source. Father, we thank you that you are the owner of all things. You are the controller, and ultimately, you are our provider. We thank you that you are a good God who takes care of the needs of your children. Bless these men. Bless them as they lead their families and our churches, Lord God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you will supply everything that we need, Lord God, both for our families and our churches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. See you next time. God bless you. So, mamaya, meron pa kayong klase kay Pastor Gilbert. All right, enjoy your lunch. Hard question.